What are the increments that is missing today in a marriage is religion. Religion provides expert marriage counseling. Religion provides a release for the emotions, someone to talk with, and a hope for the future. When people turned away from religion to look to science for all the answers, to communism for all the answers, they had many great losses. One of the great losses was their family. Religion provides the sacrament of marriage. Religion provides an ongoing counseling so that the marriage works out properly. And this is workable providing the mother and the father are of the same religion and have the same religious minister or priest to guide them. A proper marriage is two families merging. Hopefully both families are of the same religion. Otherwise they won't merge properly. And that provides a support system for the marriage. Even in our religion, Hinduism, people all over the world are looking to the West, looking to science, looking away from religion for all the answers. And family values are going downhill faster than they can be lifted up. Divorce has become a way of solving a problem. But there's a tremendous karma in divorce, and also karma for the lawyer and the judge who steps between the husband and the wife and makes a permanent separation. That's why we recommend to our religious people a legal separation and working the powers of sadhana. Women can go to a ladies' ashram. Men can go to a men's ashram. They can perform sadhana until they're at a spiritual standard enough to come back together. It all starts with the first slap. And if the first slap comes before the wedding day, the wife will know what she's getting into and should do a double take. It's like buying a car with known problems within the engine. If the man has been promiscuous sexually before the marriage, it's like buying a used car. He will expect favors from her that she will not be able to perform. And then the anger comes up and the separation begins. But once the marriage sacrament has happened, the new karmas start and will continue through life. Even if there's a legal divorce, they will continue through life making new karma that does not have to be made in this life. So therefore, a spiritual separation for religious purposes, for each one to reevaluate his life under good counseling, swamis or gurus, and there are many in the world today, 3 million swamis and gurus and sadhus around the world today who can help mend the situation. And when the situation is mended, who is to benefit? The children. Through the past 50 years of ministry, I've seen marriages fall apart and be healed by spiritual temporary separation for each couple to get a hold of themselves. It is a system that really, really works.